A reinvented Al-Qaeda and a man some call the new bin Laden. One lawmaker says they're posing the biggest terror threat to the U.S. homeland in more than a decade. CNN's Brian Todd is working the story for us today. Brian, what are you finding out? How concerned should we be?
I think pretty concerned, Jim. I spoke with U.S. officials and to the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee today. He has got a really chilling warning. Mike Rogers says Al-Qaeda poses a bigger threat to attack inside the U.S. right now than it did before 9/11. And it's the smaller scale attacks, he says, that are the real danger.
They've become the new faces of terrorism against America. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, the failed airline underwear bomber. Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, guided in ideology by Al-Qaeda. Now, a jarring assessment of the threat from Al-Qaeda to launch an attack inside the U.S. from House Intelligence Committee Chair Mike Rogers.
But now they have a different attitude and more affiliates trying to commit acts of violence in the United States. To me, that makes the threat much worse against the United States today than it was even before 9/11.
Worse than before September 11th? A U.S. official also tells CNN the threat from Al-Qaeda affiliates has grown. They've set up in unstable countries in Africa and the Middle East, where they get safe haven. Their leaders are encouraging smaller-scale attacks by lone wolves more than ever before, Rogers says, and they have the means.
And some of the Al-Qaeda affiliates have better connections to the West, meaning they can get good paper to go to Europe. They can get good paper to get to the United States.
These small groups of terrorists are more likely to make mistakes, experts say, but they're also harder to detect. Because of that, Rogers says, this is not the time to scale back NSA surveillance, as many in Congress want after the spying scandal.
We are talking about reducing the tools, adding more risk that we're going to miss something.
The mastermind of the small attack strategy? An article in the National Journal points to a Syrian Al-Qaeda operative named Abu Musab al-Suri, whom it calls the next bin Laden. When CNN national security analyst Peter Bergen and a CNN team interviewed Osama bin Laden in 1997, it was al-Suri who escorted them to the Al-Qaeda leader in Afghanistan. Bergen calls al-Suri intellectual and dangerous.
And he was inspired, you know, talking about inspiring lone wolf attacks and basically, you know, his vision was of a loose network of jihadis that weren't part of an organization that could be easily detected or rolled up.
And that's very much like what we've got now. But Bergen says Abu Musab al-Suri is not the next bin Laden. He says al-Suri does not have the leadership skills, the charisma, or the ability to marshal assets like the late al-Qaeda leader.